The poor fig tree. It's not having a good, well, year, probably. It got noticed. It feels, you know that moment when you were the student in class who didn't do your homework and you're sitting there hoping the teacher doesn't call on you? Maybe again, maybe you were the student who never did your homework and were always hoping the teacher didn't call on you. I think that's the kind of day the fig tree is having. It got noticed, though. The teacher calls on it today. The master has noticed it has not produced any fruit for 3 years. And it's getting called to account. Its time is up. It's time to cut it down. Except, maybe not yet. Maybe it gets another year. A lot has been written about this poor fig tree. A lot has been made out of it. There's a lot out there about what the fig tree is. Except I don't think I need to tell you what the fig tree is, because I think we all have a lot of fig trees. The fig tree is the dream we've never worked on. It's that unrealized hope in our lives. That thing we keep looking at and thinking, maybe next year. A lot of people write and say the fig tree is the church. I think broadly they're right. The church is often guilty of not being what we should be. We need to keep working on ourselves and being what God has called us to be. Of course, today, here in this church, it's hard not to hear this parable as being about ourselves and our own unrealized hopes. Or at least, for me, it's hard not to read that and hear that. And think about the poor fig tree. But what got us to the fig tree? The Pharisees are trying to stir up some trouble. They aren't always troublemakers, but in this case, I think they probably are. We don't really know what Galileans got into trouble with Pilate and what people died at the Pool of Siloam. Nobody can track those down to actual historical instances. But they have a question for Jesus. They're trying to make trouble. And Jesus has an answer. And my father taught me the manner of good politicians everywhere. When you are asked a question, you do not actually have to answer the question. It is just your turn to talk. It's true. So it's Jesus' turn to talk, and he doesn't answer the question asked. He doesn't respond to whatever may or may not have happened. He talks some sort of tragedy. That's what we know. We don't really know what happened because we don't really know if anything happened. And then Jesus cites another tragedy that may or may not have happened. But Jesus says, it's not about that. Today, Jesus says, we're talking about repentance. And you can sort of see the politician. Well, you can say that, but today we're talking about the education part of my speech. Today, Jesus says, we're talking about repentance. Repentance is hard work. And then we get the parable about the fig tree. Now, here's what I know about gardening. It is hard work. This is why all of the plants in my house that are alive are cactuses, and I have a dog. Because when Grizz's water bowl is empty, he brings it to me. And when plants get thirsty, they turn brown. There's a difference there. Gardening is hard work. And I'm not sure the parable of the fig tree, as we've, you know, creatively named this, should really be about the fig tree. It is. There's some important things that need to be said about the fig tree. But something else happens in the parable. The fig tree gets another year because of the gardener. The gardener who, when the master comes down to the vineyard and looks at the fig tree and says, "I want figs already." The gardener who says, "Give me another year. I'll lavish attention on the fig tree. And if nothing changes, then we can cut the fig tree down." The gardener, who already has a job, there's a whole vineyard around the fig tree. The fig tree has already grown. The fig tree is already a questionable tree. And the gardener promises to do even more. The gardener is the figure who knows something about repentance. Gardening is hard work. He promises a lot for this fig tree that we never know what happens to. We don't know what happens in a year. We can write whatever end we want to this parable. In a year's time, that fig tree might be completely rehabilitated. It could be producing the best figs in the land. Or maybe that fig tree is one of those fig trees that's never going to produce figs. It's that kind of fig tree you would grow in Montana, where, you know, it's kind of an indoor plant, and you look at it and you're like, "Yeah, I have a fig tree. And I live in Montana. It sits in that window and I rotate it every day." My mother grew plants. I don't know much about them. We don't know what happens to the fig tree. But here's what I know about the gardener. The gardener's work wasn't wasted. We know something about the gardener. I bet the gardener found a few other people who needed a gardening lesson. And they got to learn about fig trees in the coming year. We know about the kind of love and stories you build when you're taking care of your fig tree. We know that that work is never wasted. I am sure that at the end of the year, something happened to the fig tree. But I bet, I am convinced, that the master was impressed by the dedication of the gardener. And isn't that beautiful and wonderful in its own right? Amen.